Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that feels just like a Friday because we're all out of here. Tomorrow, you know, in deference to the fireworks blowing up on the Independence Day holiday. You know, we blow stuff up. That's what we do. We're Americans. So, anyways, Dom, I'm going to let you lead the grievances. You know, if you got a grievance, join us today. 844-967-2789. Is it a grievance or you got a new crush?
I'm not going to say it's a crush, but I think we have a person who's actually saying things that need to be said. So in this regard, I will take what I can get. Rep Liz Cheney, according to the Washington Post, rattled off a list Wednesday night of what she considers the biggest threats facing the country, ranging from government regulation to inflation. But one threat looms above all others, she warned, former President Donald Trump. Here's a quote from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, from Liz Cheney. At this moment, we're confronting a domestic threat that we have never faced before, and that is a former president who is attempting to unravel the foundations of our constitutional republic. Let's just like take a second and think about that for a minute. Again, this is Liz Cheney, right? Dick Cheney's daughter, right? Number three in the GOP back in the day before she started criticizing the MAGAs, right? And she's saying at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library that the domestic threats that we have right now that we've never faced before, the former president attempting to unravel the foundations of our constitutional republic. That's a really nice way of calling him a frickin' fascist. And that's what they are. Crew, do you got something to add to that?
Well, the Ronald Reagan Library.
Yeah.
Every time I check, Scott Walker acts like that's his joint. You know, like he's very protective of it. Like he's
the Ronald Reagan, isn't the ranch? He's the ranch guy.
He's
paid from the ranch.
Oh, my bad.
Big difference.
Oh, the ranch. Okay, yes, please continue.
All right. An outspoken Trump critic, Cheney, chided GOP members, she said, have made themselves willing hostages to this dangerous and irrational man. Now she said they face a choice. Republicans cannot be both loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution. We have some sound of this. Fancy Brian.
Well, they cannot be, Dom, but they've made their choice. They chose Trump. They burned the Constitution. They wiped the Capitol feces with the Constitution.
Brian, let's do cut number 12, please.
Republicans cannot both be loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution. At this moment.
Wow. The Reagan Republicans are clapping. Let's play number 13.
Sound like a golf clap to me. I didn't hear any woot-woots out there.
We must elect people who are more loyal to themselves or to power than they are to our Constitution.
That's more of a woot-woot.
All right. There's a woo-woo. As Post reports, and we just heard, the statement was met with applause. Cheney's remarks comes as January 6th Select Committee holds hearings to investigate the deadly assault on the Capitol and how Trump and his allies sought to overturn the election. Coup! This is called a coup! As vice chair of the committee, Cheney has taken a lead role. Once a rising star in the GOP, her criticism of Trump has come at a great political cost. She was ousted from her leadership role last year for challenging Trump's false claims that the election was stolen, and she was later disavowed by the Wyoming Republicans. Cheney also faces an uphill battle in her fight to keep her congressional seat up against a Trump-backed primary challenger. Cheney seeking to woo Democratic voters, the Washington Post has reported. At Wednesday's event, a speaker series titled A Time for Choosing, hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, Cheney said threats to American democracy are growing and the country stands at the edge of an abyss. As the full picture is coming into view with the January 6th committee, it has become clear that the efforts of Donald Trump oversaw and engaged in were even more chilling and more threatening than we could have imagined, she said, highlighting recent testimony claiming Trump wanted to lead the armed mob to the Capitol last year. The bombshell testimony was delivered by Cassidy Hutchinson. We heard it right here on this fine radio station. A former aide to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Tuesday during a surprise committee hearing, Cheney praised Hutchinson, saying her bravery and her patriotism yesterday were awesome to behold. Trump has denied Hutchinson's claims. And I'll say one other thing before, Crudy, if you want to jump in here as well. I saw some of the social media conservatives being very judgmental and critical of Cheney hugging Cassidy Hutchinson after her testimony. And I think to myself, you know what, if there's anything these two conservative women, you know, they have a similar existence right now. They have both spoken out against the fascist mega in chief, right? They're probably both getting death threats, right? This is the commonality. And for Hutchinson to come forward. And again, this was done in, you know, this testimony in relative secrecy, right? Because of security concerns for her life, for the committee's life. That's what this president, that's what this fascist, that is what this danger to this country, this domestic threat, as Cheney, the Republican, the old GOP, calls the new megas. You are a domestic threat, according to your own former members.
Well, here's the great news. At least they don't have to worry about the add-on of misogyny from the GOP. We will get to your calls, 844-967. Didn't even get a
push. No, I'm sorry, man.
Pshaw
right,
to you on that. Wait. I got more.
All right.
Let's play a little bit more of the Liz Cheney sound. This in regards to Hutchinson's testimony. Fancy Brian, if you'd be so kind, drop cut 10.
Little girls all across this great nation are seeing what it really means to love this country and what it really means to be a patriot.
And what would Trump say?
I'll be dating them in 10 years.
One more from Liz Cheney. Cut 11, please.
Her superiors, men many years older, a number of them are hiding behind executive privilege, anonymity, and intimidation.
Well, Pat Cipollone not going to be able to hide now that there is a subpoena issued for the former White House counsel. And that's the other big news of the day, Dom.
Yeah.
They're done playing nice guy with Pat Cipollone. So we'll see if that moves the needle, if they compelled the testimony in a timely fashion, or, you know, if he follows the lead of so many others and, you know, hides behind executive privilege and fights it out in the court and then drops a book. Often confessing crimes, which is very strange to me.
But well, you gotta make the book juicy, otherwise it won't sell and you won't get paid.
You know, I would still probably vet the book. You know, like even if I was just the spouse of Peter Navarro, I'd say, hey, honey, I know you've been working very hard in the basement all these hours. You can't hand in your confession book.
Let me just wrap this up here.
Are you going to wrap it up?
I'll just wrap it up. There's only a little bit left. From the Washington Post concluding, since the start of the hearings this month, Cheney has stressed that the GOP faces a crossroad, telling fellow Republicans that some in their party are defending the indefensible and that there will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain. I love that quote.
The taint, yes.
She repeated that theme on Wednesday, quote, no party and no people and no nation can defend and perpetuate a constitutional republic if they accept a leader who's gone to war with the rule of law, with the democratic process, or with the peaceful transition of power with the Constitution itself. So I make no mistakes about who Liz Cheney is, but on this regard, on this day, she is spot on.
Would Liz Cheney throw M80s into a storm sewer and blow off the manholes? Would she?
I think she would. Yeah, come on. I mean, she's Montana, you use full sticks of dynamite there. I'm not sure they actually have any sewers there, though.
Do they drop them into the neighbor's septic? Right. Because that's going to make a mess.
That's going to be bad news, no doubt.
844-967-2789. Can't do it around the old man, though. You know, bad ticker. He might shoot you in the face. Andy from Beaver Dam, welcome back. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, Andy.
Well, Trudy, it sounds like the Devil Radio is really on the climb, man. It's your new host coming on, and your alliance with 950 in Minneapolis, and things are looking up for the Devils, I would say. And,
I hope things are looking up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if it's not the light at the end of the tunnel, what is it, the train? I'm hoping we can meet the electoral train with our little efforts here on the political talk dial and, whoop a little truth into righty-whitey talk radio, or at least those that would also dip in and listen to us occasionally.
Right. Put a dent in the overwhelming right-wing network that we have in Wisconsin.
I'll share with you for the first time publicly, Andy, we did take a small step forward. We actually had closing on the Shaw today. So we've been in escrow, We've been, in this perpetual escrow, and it always feels like forever. My few experiences with, being a media mogul, buying a couple of stations. But today we signed on the dotted line and, got the keys. So now it's ours. Now we're not on the rental plan. And maybe, Andy, if you put a quarter under your pillow and hope to the beer fairy, I'll bring you a spotted cow in the third quarter, or maybe a couple.
All right. That's a promise. And also, you must have the guy out selling some ads, too, which helps.
Well, let's hope so.
Or maybe you don't.
Or we're blowing out the whole staff come the new year. Come back with us, Andy. We'll be here.
All right.
If I need to pass the hat, I'm looking at you, though, Andy. You know what I'm saying? We're doing okay. 844-967-2789. Things getting better. We got Kristen Bride joining us on Tuesday on the airwaves. In one of my favorite cities, originating from Waukesha. The Shaw, as the locals call it. As do we. More Devil's Advocates, more important to me, is the show we're on right now.
There's a special place in hell
for Republicans who should know better.